Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week, we're having a look at Alita: Battle Angel, which is the new film from producer James Cameron and directed by Robert Rodriguez, making his largest budgeted directed film to date. The film also stars Rosa Salazar, Christoph Waltz, Jennifer Connelly, and Mahershala Ali. So did it soar like an eagle, or did it simply flip the bird? What did you guys think? Dean, what did you think of this movie?
Good start.
Yep.
I had very low expectations for this movie. I'll put that out there.
A good start. Okay. Yep.
I didn't expect a character the way she looked with the big eyes and kind of like very...
Did you not see any trailers before you went into it?
I didn't think...
That's okay.
I didn't expect
someone with eyes and like big eyes, like really
just
big eyes.
No. People with massive eyes.
I didn't finish my sentence. I knew that she had big eyes, okay?
Man,
racist.
I didn't like this movie, because when she came on with big eyes, that was just me out. I was like, nah, can't do this. Can't do it.
I'll just wait.
Yeah. All right. No, you're good. No,
it's cool. Okay,
you big eye hater. Yep.
All right.
Cool.
come on.
Let's share your prejudice around.
Oh my gosh.
Holy crap. Jason's coming in hot.
Yeah. Anyways, what were we saying? So go on.
No, carry on, racist. I mean, Dean. Slip of the tongue.
It always happens, doesn't it? Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
I love all people, no matter what size their eyes are. I want to make that. I want to dress
so
it.
You hate cyborgs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Anyway, let's get your segment over so we can cut it. Keep going.
That's
anyways,
great.
Continuing. Yep.
Cut the racist. No, I didn't expect a character that looked like she'd been ripped straight out of the anime comics, like literally.
Yeah.
Our big eyes and everything.
I'm going to have to pull you back there. Don't call it anime comics.
Yeah,
sorry, manga.
Manga.
I didn't expect.
Manga.
You're right. Yep. That is actually the biggest sin I've done so far.
Yeah.
Not hating on them big eyed people. Yeah.
Not being a racist cyberphobe, but calling it a comic. That's the biggest sin.
That is
podcast.
The biggest sin.
Yeah. Shame on you, Dean. Shame on you.
I didn't expect someone that looked the way she did to be able to carry an entire film, especially a completely CG character. I didn't expect that. I thought that it would be very hard to relate to someone like that, you know, like compared to, I guess we've had a few, one or two like completely animated lead characters before, but I just didn't expect her to be able to carry this, especially from an actress that's quite unknown still in a way. But I absolutely loved this movie.
Really?
I thought it was sick. I was such a fun ride for me. And I kept comparing, because I watched it to Ghost in the Shell the night before.
Yeah,
and I thought that a fully, no offense to Scarlett Johansson, but a fully animated character had way more emotion and character than Scarlett Johansson did in Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I just, it was so good. Such a great performance. Such a great ride.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What about you, Paul? Were you annoyed by the eyes, or was that?
I don't see the world like that.
I shouldn't have said anything about the eyes.
I like to sort of put value on people based on their personality,
their
morality, the values they hold, stuff like that.
Not the size physical of their traits, eyes.
Dean.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, freaking moving on from that bigotry.
Not because of anything physical.
That's right. Anyway, no, I went into this movie scared.
The trailer, I thought, reminded me a lot of Jupiter Ascending. And if you know me,
That's
you
know fair that
enough. I think this movie is, like, not that, not this movie,
Jupiter Ascending
is subhuman scum. It is the worst movie on this planet. Yeah. I hate it. But it had a very CG heavy, very like, wow, it's an open world, it's going to be amazing feel to it. I'm like, I really hope this movie isn't like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And right there with Dean, man, I loved it. I thought
really?
It was awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so good. Yeah. I thought it was beautiful. And I literally have written down that, what's her name? Rosa Salazar. I was like, she was such a good actress. This movie had that Jupiter Ascending didn't was that you give a crap about her. Yeah. You kind of care about what she does and how the world's treating her and how she just reacts to different situations. And I was on board.
Hats off to the animators as well.
So tell us about how you didn't like it, Jason.
So soaring like an eagle for both of you guys.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Prepare the landing. We're coming in hot.
If we love it this much, Paul has to hate it. There has to be balance.
Paul, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah. Frick,
if we love this so much, Jason has to hate it.
Wow. Look, like, no.
There has to be balance.
Look.
I'm sorry.
I
he has massive eyes. Don't compare me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I haven't finished my coffee yet.
Unlike you, Dean, like, I actually really liked the eyes in this film.
Okay.
But I didn't like the movie. Look, no, I wish the
rest of the movie was as good as the eyes.
There is 2/3 of this movie that I thought was really good, and it was, like, decent.
Mm.
The 1/3 of the movie, and we'll get into it when we get into spoilers, that third of the movie just really annoys me. And that's where, like, it was a pretty good movie up until that point for me. And that's in the final third of the movie. And that's purely because of the story's incomplete. That's how I feel. And just really bugs me. Especially if this doesn't make enough money and they don't make a sequel, it's going to bug me more because, like, I hated how studios do this thing where they sequel bait you into to wanting to go and watch the next movie and yet leave you without having like a completed first movie sort of thing. Like, and I'm like, well, all I wish is that this felt more complete.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
If this movie was more complete, I actually think I'd like it more. I think it's got great visual effects. Like, the visual effects are amazing. Like, the skin on Alita's face is just
so good.
Like, so good. Like, just everything about the character is done really well.
The action sequences are really good. Amazing.
Love story, though, is just a bit... It's
exactly the same love story that we've seen in every other movie, basically.
And it's not it's not done very well. I didn't buy into it at all.
She's new. She's like a newborn. He's like, hey, I got you.
Yeah.
Look at me in my really hairless face.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
it. Just weirded me out how clean shaven he was. I don't know. It's not a problem. It's just something that I noticed. And then I just kept noticing. I'm like... Why is everyone down here so dirty? But
and I don't understand. So she's meant to be like 300 years old or something like that, something ridiculously old. Mm-hmm. But yet she has a brain of a teenager, like as they say in the very like early on. I don't fully understand how that all works, but. That's just me. I was
time,
like...
Time Lord science.
Yeah. Maybe we'll find out in the sequel.
Oh, maybe we will.
Maybe all these answers.
Maybe we should have found out in this movie, the one that we paid to go and watch.
It felt like I was... We're getting towards the end. And you know when sometimes you kind of just like... I was only doing this purely because I wanted to know what time I'm going to get home. Because I saw it this afternoon.
Yeah.
And I was like putting on the watch to sort of reflect off the screen. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's almost done, but nothing is wrapped up really. And I was like, you're gonna sequel bait me. And I think it's just... I reckon it's arrogance from Rodriguez and Cameron. They're like, we're very big name people.
Yeah.
This is going to happen again.
Specifically Cameron, I think.
Yeah,
mainly Cameron, more Cameron than Rodriguez. He, I think, has realized that he can somehow has this magic.
Yeah.
That just he keeps bringing people in. Even when how's it been going? This is going to bomb.
Has it actually
it's
been?
It's actually doing better than it's still not great.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a bomb like everyone expected.
I know, I'm surprised that they did that when this movie's been in production for so long. It's been like production hell for like years and years. I know like I think it was James Cameron got like the rights back in like 97 or something like that. Or like it was like ages ago, maybe 2000. Don't quote me on that. Like it's a long time ago.
17 years ago, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
So what is that? What, 2002?
2002.
So, yeah. So he...
It's not doing too hot money-wise, just to counter. Apparently, its budget was $170 million.
Yeah.
And domestic... Mm-hmm. Domestic from like 2 days ago. It's made $45
million. Yeah.
$140 worldwide, like $94 million foreign. But that doesn't really... That doesn't count because so, like sold it, right?
For like comparison's sake...
It does count.
It was expected to do far worse, like pretty much half of what it's doing now. It hasn't, or I think it's only just opened in China as well, which they're actually expecting to have a massive, they think
they
that's going to do.
Would bloody
the other
it.
Thing, apparently, and this is quite interesting, like, because I was researching this, similarly, you guys, I didn't expect it to be sequel bait. I thought it was going to be one film. I didn't realize they had a trilogy lined up.
And a trilogy?
Yeah.
A trilogy, yeah.
Oh, fellas.
But I
That's bold.
Got to the end and he goes, okay, I really, really want to see a sequel now. And I've been telling everyone to go see it because I want it to do well so that there is a sequel.
See, that's where I just get annoyed with that kind of thing because there's so many of these movies that they make the first one and then they don't make a sequel and you're left with an incomplete story. And
I know.
Yeah. I know I could go to the manga and get probably the answers and everything like that. And I'm just lazy. I just want to actually see it. So so for me, I kind of wish that they did like the Lord of the Rings kind of thing. Just shoot all three movies, invest like an actual chunk of money in it and show us all three movies over like, you know, 3 years, release them one after the other. Because surely if you are that confident in this movie, you're going to waste, $200 million, whatever. Go all in, waste $600 million.
That's the studio. The best description.
Put all your cards
had.
On the table, all your chips.
Yeah.
Best description of Jupiter Ascending I heard was that, was it the Wachowski humans.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's still okay to call them that.
Yep.
Yep.
Went to the studio and they're like, we've got an amazing idea, sci-fi, space opera, massive universe, kind of vampire-y to make an actual successful film. It's been a while. All we need is like $700 million and we'll make a trilogy. And they were like, we'll give you one movie and 50. And they're like, done.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened with that. And I like for that movie though, that was like out of trash. So if that was completely a sequel bait movie, I wouldn't really care because I don't really want to spend more time with those characters.
We dodged a bullet not getting a sequel with that one.
That's true. but I just, I don't know. I just wish that if they're just doing it for sequel bait or at least just have a conclusion to this movie.
Yeah.
Like something that feels complete. Like I know that Stranger Things did it with their first season where like the first season feels complete. Even the second season feels complete.
Mm.
There's those little bits and pieces, those little story threads that are going to come into the next seasons, but they're not really necessary for you to leave that series or leave the cinema for that matter, like for other movies that do the same sort of thing where you don't have that sense of completion to the story arc and everything like that. And that's where this really just bugged me. And it really I'd probably rate this movie higher if it wasn't for that fact. But let's just get into this plot.
Does it still soar like an eagle or was it flipping the bird based on?
Look, it dawdles like a dodo.
Yeah.
And we've already talked about
Yeah, yeah, that's our,
oh,
our middle.
Oh, we got the first middle rank.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is actually the first mediocre thing.
New year.
It's not the first mediocre movie, but it's the first official mediocre movie.
Yeah, for me.
I disagree with this.
You don't have to wait around to the end to know what birds I give this title because, like, that's obviously a giveaway for that. But you can wait around and see how much Paul and Dean love this movie.
Yeah.
They're in this podcast too.
Real.
Anyways, so let's get into the plot of this movie. So we're going to get into spoilers now for anyone listening. If you haven't seen this movie and you want to still watch this movie, you should probably stop and go watch this movie and then come back
and have a bit of fun.
Well, yeah,
throw money at this podcast
while you're at it. Like, feel free.
We want a sequel.
Buy shirts.
Anyways, so
sponsor Dean. Buy him.
He's for sale. Apparently,
he's cheap.
Anyways, so let's get into the plot of this movie. So, Paul, take us away. Where do we begin in this film?
All right, probably Earth. I think.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yes, we open. Brilliant. On Earth, it's 2563
is the year. Because it's a very specific year, like it has to be 63.
It adds to realism, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, for sure.
I would have done the same thing.
Anyway, so
we open on Earth. Earth is pretty cooked. It survived a thing that was called the Fall.
Yeah.
That we call the Fall.
We see a giant, you what?
Is it, you said, we call the Fall. I was like, well... We haven't.
Well, we will. We will. Thing. We're going to call it a fall.
We will. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. We'll discuss that.
There's
later.
A massive city floating above the Earth. Think District 9, but this place is prettier. Yeah. And we learn that this city is called Zalem. It's a floating city suspended by the strongest thing in the world, engineering. Not magic. Screw you, Harry Potter. Apparently an engineer is better.
When he said that line in this movie, I actually was waiting. Like, I was seriously waiting for him to say love. The strongest thing in the world, love. And I was like,
oh, love.
Is he going to go?
Engineering love?
No, engineering love. No, but it's like, because I thought they were like fully going to like, he was going to have like this really soppy moment with Alita, like talking about how much he loves his daughter or whatever.
Oh, dumb.
Or it could have been like a banter thing between them. It's like, what's making it stay up there? Magic? And he goes, no, something stronger. She goes, love? No. What are you doing?
No, bitch, jets.
Shut it up.
It's held up there by something stronger.
Super glue.
The Christmas spirit. Super glue. Anyway, so this city's huge. There's like a giant trash bay underneath the city where it's dumping a bunch of scrap. Yep. And we zoom in on the junkyard. This is our first introduction to Dyson Edo, who's played by Christoph Waltz. He's a bit of a junker. He's sort of scavenging, trying to find some crap for what we find out
later.
Usual Saturday morning rummage sale, if you might. When he finds an eye, then he finds the portion of a chest and the head of some cyborg girl whose brain, after scanning it, is still intact. So he picks it up, takes it back to his shop. Then Alita wakes up. She wakes up.
He brings out a body that he's already got made.
I was just going to skip some facts for time's sake, but sure, we can. Yeah. Yep. He walks south by southwest, roughly about 19.4 blocks, which is about 26 kilometers.
It's about 6:33 a.m.
6:33. Humidity sitting at about 62%. So
yeah, it's good. Probably 30,
was there wind?
30
Jason?
Degrees,
was there
I think
breeze?
It was, but it feels like 36 degrees.
36, thank you. No, Fahrenheit. It was, no, so it's cold as dicks.
Oh,
wait, in the morning?
Oh, right.
It was like midday?
Although the world is warm from a nuclear winter.
Anyways,
gets paid for his work with oranges?
Anyway,
but it is important. It is important.
It's fine.
The body
so he
comes
brings
out
in,
because he's got
he
that body already
oranges
made.
Oranges are very important.
He climbs gets paid the 32 with stairs up to the second story of his clinic. Anyway, he brings the body, straps her head to it.
That he's already got the body.
Where did he get the body from?
You know what? You know, I actually don't know.
From like the cupboard or something.
Was it in the top shelf? Top shelf, bottom.
No, it doesn't say where the body.
But
came
we
from.
Find out mm-hmm. later on why that body is so important because and why yeah. he already has that body.
That's
so,
right. Yeah. Yes, this mm-hmm. body was made by Steve Jobs
yeah.
and Wozniak. This is the Apple yeah. One.
Body. It's the last thing, yeah, that they made together, and it's
the
beautiful.
iBody.
It's
amazing.
Yeah, and it's like take that foldable phone. We've got a body that we've made.
Cyborg body.
Yeah.
Best
yeah.
thing about that? It has no headphone jack.
No.
Also, you can't charge it now, yeah. so they're just eliminating.
There's ports. Also no screen on it too, so. No. Yeah,
and if you walk past the shop, you're instantly charged $2,000.
Yeah.
Just for not having it. Anyway.
Being a peasant.
So, yep. So she wakes up and she has no recollection of who she is.
Yeah.
But she can move around a lot. She seems to have a lot of control of her body. But again,
why are you going
no
in
idea.
So much detail? Dude, skip.
Yeah,
skip.
Yeah, come on, skip well, ahead of you. Right. Stop
you go start way swinging. Too detailed.
Okay, finds a leader. Calls her a leader.
Because it's a name.
That's a thing. He's yeah. like, what's my name? And he's like a leader. We find out that Ido is a, excuse me, hiccup. Find out that he is a cybernetic surgeon. So he can put a lot yeah. of cybernetic enhancements mm-hmm. on people, blah, blah, blah. He's a bit of a community hero because he sort yeah. of does it for free, on the cheap.
For oranges.
Pay when you can. He's a good dude. Mm-hmm. You know, then he sort of shows Alita what he calls Junk Town, gives you the whole backstory of the city. So he goes up there is Zalem. They're cool. They hate us. We're in what we call Junk Town. No, not Junk Town. Iron Town.
Iron Town. Yeah. I was like Junk Town. I'm sure it's Iron Town because.
No, Junk Town yeah. is where I work.
Yeah.
Iron Town, though.
Wow.
I'm yeah. not sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. She, you know, they show her food. They show yep. her around, sort of telling her a little bit about that city. They show mm-hmm. her proper road rules. Yep. She almost gets run down, but in the car's defense, not a pedestrian crossing. So
yes.
get yeah. off the road. You're not a cyclist. we later find out that the name Alita was Ido's daughter.
Yeah.
And that the body that we talked about so thoroughly 2 minutes ago
yes.
was for her.
Yes.
That's yes. a whole
exactly.
thing.
Yeah, that yep. is a yep. whole thing. And we're also mm-hmm. introduced at this point to Hugo, who is some sort
oh,
of street
okay.
kid.
Oh, Hugo.
You can keep mm-hmm. going if you want, sure.
Yeah, I know, that's but fun. You're skipping ahead, so I was like,
what do you mean?
Back up
I'm
a little
there.
Bit.
I'm
yeah.
he was actually, I feel like that was probably
we
the next
Hugo.
Point you were going to make, right?
He's some kid. He has a motorbike and has one wheel.
Yeah.
The fuel gauge
oh,
is about
cool
a quarter
Oh, how cool is that
full.
Bike?
The bike is... No, I thought it was dumb.
I thought it was
really?
A bit dumb too,
it looks
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked
the
crap.
Unicycle.
The motorbike in the first Star Trek that Kirk was riding was way yeah. cool. You know, it was like basically a motorbike with
yeah.
the wheels were magnetic.
That
That's
was cooler. Cool.
Whatever the yeah. hell that single wheel thing is, not cool.
Yeah.
Dude.
But we meet him.
One was a great... Anyway,
and
yeah,
he likes to wear bandanas. Did you realize that? Like through this movie, like I don't know anyone that likes to wear bandanas other than Robert Rodriguez, who is the director of this movie, loves them. And
loves bandanas.
This kid seems.
I was wondering where you were going with this.
Yeah,
I so, get okay.
I did not mm-hmm. notice that.
Yeah,
what
it's something
more
that,
one was how what? Hairless he was, and two, the fact that he rolled his sleeves up just a little bit.
Just a little bit? Yeah,
just
right.
To show off the cannons.
Yeah, okay. right.
Yeah, I picked up on some weird stuff.
Yeah, see, I picked up on the fact that he kind of looks a little bit like a younger version of Robert Rodriguez. And
yeah,
Robert Rodriguez
looking at
always
it.
Has bandanas on. Like, if you have a look at yeah. a lot of his stuff, like behind the scenes, he always has like this just big bandana. And I don't know many teenagers that wear bandanas. And it fascinated me because he's in this looking heaps like the director. And then there's another character that comes in a little bit later that I really thought I had to take a double take. I thought it was James Cameron and I thought he had a role in this movie. And I was like,
oh,
what?
Hang on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you talking
yeah.
about the big bad?
Yeah. Yeah. The big or- bad. When he gets like, yeah. introduced for the first time, yep. I was like, holy, they've got James Cameron like acting in this.
That's so
And
metal.
Then it wasn't until the yeah. last like scene where you actually see him. And I was like, oh wait, no, that's Edward Norton. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. When he finally takes his glasses off.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. But I get that. Yeah. He looked very James Cameron-ish.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm like, they've like cast themselves in this movie in various roles, which,
Oh my gosh. What? Sorry, I'm looking at IMDb now and I just realized that someone, one of my favorite actors was in this movie and I didn't even realize. Jackie Earle Haley.
Such a Grishka. Favorite actor of yours. Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, Rorschach.
I didn't realize that. It's like, what?
Rorschach
was Grishka. Yeah.
Wow,
yes, no he idea. Was.
He's got a great voice.
He does. Wait, he does have a great voice. Yeah, Rorschach from Watchmen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Rorschach from Watchmen. Watchmen, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And Knife Boy kills you in your dreams. Kruger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street. The bad remake. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, but the bad remake.
Also, Rorschach from Watchmen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. And he's also scheduled to be in London Has Fallen, one of your favorite movies to come out soon. Oh, wait, London Has Fallen. I'm thinking like he was going to be in like the next one. What is
Where
Angel?
Else is
Angel
falling?
Has Fallen. Angel Has Fallen. It's the
Angel Has Fallen.
Air Force One version of it. Good. I actually thought I read that like completely wrong. I thought that he was going to be in Angel Has Fallen, but. He was in London Has Fallen.
Angle Has Fallen. That makes no sense.
Anyway, getting back to it. Yeah.
We meet Hugo, blah, 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 blah. Alita befriends Hugo. He introduces her to Motorball. Very big concept in both Salem and Irontown. It's like the derby, skate derby. What's it called? Roller derby mixed with basketball. It's pretty cool, fast and violent, which is dope. Mm-hmm.
It is cool. And we have a few cameos in this scene as well. We have Jai Courtney come in just for a cameo that's obviously setting up the sequel bait later on. He never appears later at all. He's just in that one scene.
Honestly, I'm kind of happy that it was a very brief cameo.
Yeah, right.
And I'm kind of worried because I don't really like Jai Courtney. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, fair enough.
And when he showed, I was like, oh no, he's in this, he's going to wreck it. And then that's it. We didn't see. Like basically any film that Jai Courtney is in sucks that you think about it.
Yeah,
he was in the movie that wrecked the Die Hard series. Yeah. He was in the Divergent movies.
They suck on their own though.
They suck on their own. It's pretty unfair to blame that one on Jai Courtney.
Yeah, I think all those movies suck on their own. I don't think they're completely
Terminator Genesis.
Suicide Squad as well.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. I liked him in Suicide Squad.
I did like him in Suicide Squad.
He was one of the few characters that was okay.
Yeah.
Captain
I think we have actually said this before on the podcast, but I do agree with you, Paul. I think he was actually pretty good in Suicide Squad. But yeah, anyways, getting back to the Motorball.
Yep.
Motorball.
Do we do the Hugo thing? What he does? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we find out Hugo has to run away from the Motorball Knight that one time. We're like, what's he doing? Turns out he is a cybernetic scrapper. So they stun and paralyze people with good cybernetic enhancements. And then him and his crew rip them off the people and they sell them to some other market. He says he's doing it for one of the Motorball crews. But very importantly, he
doesn't kill anyone.
He just steals all their body parts.
Doesn't kill, though. Hugo is a good character who doesn't kill. Just maims and hurts.
He's basically Robin Hood.
We don't know if it hurts.
It looks like those electroshocks hurt.
well, we know that they can feel. We know that the machines can feel, right?
No, that's just her, though. You don't know how. Like, the dude's got like a
that's true.
Robo arm. You don't know if he can feel.
Yeah.
There's also a really important thing about Motorball is that it is your ticket to Salem if you win the Motorball.
Yes.
Like, you're the grand champion.
Yeah, if you're the grand champion, you then get a free ticket up to the city
Gladiator
in the sky.
Combat, say.
Yeah.
Where if you win enough, you earn your freedom and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. It fully is.
Yes. Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah.
That's that. That's that then. Dean. Tell us some stuff.
So, gladly. Let me go into full detail. So, basically. No. All right. Going back a bit. a little bit about Christoph Waltz's character, because we don't know too much about him. And he has, and I'm just talking about the big secret that he seems to have. Alita has realized that most people that she, like, you know, interacts with have secrets. The foster father figure.
And really for Alita, they'd all have secrets because she has no memory or understanding of who they are.
But everything's
she has secrets too.
But she asks questions and she gets like super cryptic answers from them. It's like, dude, she just help her out. Tell them the truth.
How does she know they're cryptic?
Yeah.
She doesn't even know what cryptic is. She didn't know what an orange was.
I like this it how, true. Like, again, going into movie amnesia, how these characters, like, it's
amnesia.
They don't forget certain things, like how to talk and things like that. They just forget their life story kind of thing. And it'll slowly come back to them over time through, you know, like, the pivotal plot moments in the movie.
It'd be funny. Alita wakes up and like, Alita, you're awake.
Bugger.
Bugger.
Like, we're going to teach her how to talk.
Done.
Wow. Skip forward 20 years later. Now this is how you talk.
Alita, you've woken. Where am I?
But yeah, anyway, so yes, Christoph Waltz has secrets.
A deep, dark secret.
Yeah.
Basically, we realize that there are slashes on the loose in this town. Girls are getting murdered. And
yeah, it's kind of like a Jack the Ripper kind of moments. Like you have like this girl walking down a alleyway on her own and then like this massive big scythe thing comes out of nowhere.
So yeah, and then we're also led to believe that Christoph Waltz is the slasher because he returns home one night with a wound. Yes. Anyway, so one night Alita follows him to find out what he's up to. She thinks she stops him from murdering a girl. Turns out he was saving her from the actual slashers, which are a gang of cyborgs that are going around killing girls for reasons.
For body parts, right?
Like, body parts?
They're, it's like the whole underground market that they're involved in. I think sending them up to Salem, I'm not quite sure how that works, though. That's sort of what I was picking up on. Because there's a whole heap of references and there's a character later on that gets sent up as body parts. So I think that's what's happening. Not 100% sure on that one, though.
Yeah,
it's a bit confusing. Isn't fully explained in the movie.
But they're the bad guys. Christoph Waltz is the good guy.
Yeah.
He is what they call in the industry. I feel like this is one of those moments in the pitch meeting. It's like, we need to figure out a name for these, you know, bounty hunters. It's like, what do? They hunt, they kill. Let's call them hunter killers.
Oh, it's and hunter warriors, actually.
Hunter warrior.
Yeah, I think I wrote killers.
Well, then that joke is stupid.
Yeah.
And it can't be good. Bad. Fantastic.
Well, they hunt, they warrior. They're hunter warriors.
They're hunters, they're warriors. Call them hunter warriors. Why not? There you go, that joke works.
But the guy who suggested the name was a Kiwi, though, and he's just like, oh, they hunt, and also their mums worry, so they're hunter warriors. Like,
hunter warriors.
Hunter warriors. Sounds good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's totally what I said. Hey.
Okay, hunter warriors. No, it's warriors, not warriors.
I like that you like my idea. I like that you didn't misunderstand me at all.
If that's what you want to go with, then we'll go with that, okay?
It feels a little derivative. We could probably just use one of the words, but I mean, it sounds cool, so yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, hunter warrior worrying. Yeah.
Like, honestly, I disagree with your decision here, but I'm happy to go along with it if you are. Okay, so.
I need to feed my family and keep this job, so whatever you say, boss.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
That is the exact conversation that happened.
You could call them killer killers if you like. That sounds cool as well.
Hunter killer. Killer.
Warrior hunters.
Hunter killer. Warrior. That's what I was going to go with. But
What about stab men?
Stab men, yes. Yeah, lots of stabby men. Yeah.
What about
we could do that?
Great people that stop the stabby stabbers from doing the stabby.
Could we just have someone who has knives for hands?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, hey. So yeah, they had that whole pitch meeting and brand. Yeah. And now they've got Hunter Warriors.
Yes. Off topic, do you guys know what Taika Waititi's next project is?
Yes.
It is.
Have you heard about it?
Yes.
It's so exciting. It's called Jojo Rabbit. Don't know why it's called Jojo Rabbit.
I don't know about
it's
that
actually,
one.
it's about a kid who has an imaginary friend growing up in the 80s. Just so happens that his imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler.
I have seen this.
What?
And he's played by Taika Waititi.
Yeah. Dude, that was great.
He's also playing Hitler, not with a German accent, with his own Kiwi accent.
I'm so on board
with
this.
It's going to be so good.
Wow. Yes.
Cannot
wait. Oh, wow. I'm like looking at it right now. Is it Scarlett Johansson in it as well? Wow.
Yes, yes.
And he like looks.
Look at it.
She's pretty hilarious.
He looks bizarre.
It's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, like just based on one still image.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd like that movie,
Dean. I'm so excited.
I didn't think you'd like it because Scarlett Johansson has pretty big eyes.
Yeah, she does have big eyes. Yeah. Anyways, getting back to this podcast that we're doing on Alita.
We don't know why.
Okay, Alita. Yeah, that's other news.
I don't know why she's got big eyes either.
Oh my gosh! I'm gonna
sneeze a lot as a kid. That's all it takes, children. Stop sneezing. Your eyes will get massive.
Stop sneezing.
Hold it in.
It's completely within your power. Yeah. Okay, so.
Yep.
Christoph Waltz is a hunter warrior. Alita
is
quite interested in this kind of line of, and wants to find out more about, you know, hunter killers, wants to help. But no, you can't, because even though you're super strong, you look like a little girl. So we're going to, you know, pretend that we need to protect your innocence and all that.
Yeah.
Even though
she like fully takes out like two of the guys, like two of the bounties, and then, and then also almost kills Gruishka. How do you say his name? Gruishka?
Gruishka.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Injures or like, at least, you know, scares Gruishka, who's this giant beast of a cyborg and the head of this. And he's also protected by the underground mob and Nova, who is the big bad, which we find out.
Yeah, he's protected by Vector, who's Mahershala Ali's character, as well as and he's also working with Sheeran, which is Jennifer Connelly's character.
He's not protected by Vector.
Well, he's working with
he's
Vector.
He's working by Nova.
Under Nova, yes.
Yeah, under Nova. Like, so Vector's working underneath Nova. Yeah, that's the hierarchy.
Chain of command, yeah. Nova, Vector, Gruishka, right? That's pretty much it.
I think it's Nova, Gruishka, Vector.
You reckon Vector's working for Gruishka?
Because he even says later on, Gruishka was his champion.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's the... He's in charge of the champion. He's like the champion of Motorball, right?
Yeah, because he's the game master. Okay. Yeah.
What?
Vector.
Vector is, but Gruishka's just like, he's a thug, but he works for Nova. So I guess him and Vector would be on the same ground.
Okay. No,
but
he's
look,
like Kylo Ren and General Huff.
I think
Let's
we
pause
have
this
to
podcast
work.
Here and figure yeah, this yeah, one yeah. out, all right? Let's sit down. Let's get out our charts, our power charts. Below.
Where do you think Gruishka
is definitely in charge of Gruishka, and then Nova is in charge of both of them. Like, Nova is like the CEO, Vector is like the manager, and then Gruishka is just like, you know, the floor
the other
scum.
Manager. Yeah. He's a different branch manager. All right, now that we've established that, moving on, Dean.
Yeah, moving on. Yeah.
All right. So, crap, where was I?
Yeah.
All right.
We also find out about Sheeran at this point, too.
We do. Thank you. Thank you for, Sheeran. Sheeran is working with Vector, who is also working under Nova, but above Gruishka. There you
right
go.
Line
There's
with
the change of command.
Oh, bloody Sheeran has to be on line with Gruishka then. No way. Yes. She's higher ranked.
Oh
than
no,
him.
she's not yeah, higher you're ranking. Laugh. But she's probably I think she's a little bit higher ranking than Grishka, nah, maybe. No, she's no, like no, in the middle between no, Vector well, and
you
Grishka.
You have Grishka here and everyone at home, make yeah, sure you check yeah, my hand gestures. Yeah. Grishka's here, right? And then you have Vector here. Well then Sheeran is kind of down like, here, so it's here, just yeah, here.
Comment down below
up,
if you're just so, sick of hearing the word Grishka.
Kind of down and across, but still above Grishka. So it's kind of like a zigzag. If you yeah, follow yeah, my hand, my no, finger like look, that.
Up yeah. Think of a family tree. You've got the line coming Vector. From Nova. The line splits. All right. On the left side, you've got, you know, yep, Sheeran and what's the old mate's
Vector?
Name?
Vector.
Vector.
Mm, yeah.
All right. But then yep, on the other side, you've got Grishka.
So right.
So they're
you
right.
You have to understand
line,
this power jump before you see this yeah, movie. Otherwise, it's going to yeah, really affect
you. It will
you
ruin the movie. If you don't
understand this. Through this podcast without seeing the movie, you were as wrong as Jason is about Grishka's rank. Look, can we just call this Grishka Battle Angel?
Yeah, yeah, we probably should because he's become
no
the main
gives a
role.
Crap about a leader at this point. No one cares
because apparently he's the big bad. But anyways, so Grishka is like the son of Vector and Sheeran. So mm-hmm, yeah, that's where the whole
son.
Yeah, let's what? Let's I'm just going into
in the
like
power, figurative
in the power
family
struggle.
Tree.
And
I
then
was
the
like,
granddaddy.
I missed that one.
And then
where did that come from?
And then the grandfather is Nova.
Which is probably what Sheeran yes, said.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Anyway.
You came from that.
Anyways,
bin, and that
so, I think this is where I'm about to take over, right?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Please go. Go for it.
Anyways, so
tell us about Grishka.
Yeah. So Grishka, like, you know, like, now this is where the movie really changes. It really changes. Like, now we follow Grishka. I can't even say his name.
Jewishka.
We find out that Grishka is a single parent.
He's having a tough break. Look, he's had, like, he's been attacked by this little robot girl. She's stopped him from killing people. And he's not happy about that. So,
no.
So he's going to... He's going to go on his own adventure and, yeah.
Grishka's adventures.
Grishka's adventures.
This is why Jason's angry because we're going to pick up that in the next movie.
Yes, this is where the movie completely changes.
We want to resolve the Grishka story arc.
It's left completely hanging. Anyways, getting back to the actual plot. But okay, so Alita and Hugo because,
yeah.
I honestly don't understand fully why everybody's living in like Iron City when outside the city seems so beautiful. Because in this moment, like Alita and Hugo, they decide to go outside the city just for a drive or whatever, and they come across a ship that crashed in the Fall Wall. Now, ERM stands for, what is it? United Republic of Mars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and at this point, we realize that Alita is actually a soldier from the United Republic of Mars. And she finds this ship that is half submerged and she jumps into the water and gets into the actual ship and she finds a body that's conveniently missing a head. Because what do they have like replacement bodies like that are just constantly yeah, there? Like, is that just kind of a thing?
Sure.
Anyways, so she brings that body out, and the moment that this happened, I thought, well, her original body's gonna die. Like, it's just straight up. You kind of know that she has yeah, to have her body ruined.
Yeah,
and this will be like the backup, like arc reactor in Iron Man, kind of thing. Like it's that that whole thing. Anyway, so she goes home. She realized that Grishka is he's on the warpath, and because he's had his own movie of his own, and he's really become like, you know, really strong and leveled up yep, in his own right. And he's going to come back
his
with a vengeance.
Sheeran gave him Grishka, a new body.
Yeah. Fight demon.
Yeah.
Fight demon. Punch buddy.
And anyway, so she realizes that he's going to come back. So she decides that she's going to go to Kansas Bar with Hugo and try and convince all the other hunter warriors after becoming a hunter warrior herself. Yep. Mm-hmm. So just skip over that because she gets angry with Ido because he doesn't want her to become a hunter warrior and because reasons.
I want to see the process. I want to see the process of becoming a hunter warrior, and I would love to see her trying to fill out the form, and at the very bottom she has to do a capture and she can't do it because she is a robot.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, crap. Hugo, get in here real quick. I need you. Yeah.
Which one of this is a bridge? Which one has a bridge on it?
Which one has cars in them?
Which one's got a stop sign?
Tells me to say that I am not a robot. I feel like
that's a J, but it could be a 1. I just don't know what it says.
Anyway, so yeah, so she becomes a hunter warrior. She goes to the Kansas bar and Zappan, who we've met. Is it Zappan? Zappan? I don't know. Let's just say.
Yes.
Zappan? Whatever. So he's a hunter warrior. He's like the best hunter warrior. Like, she thinks that it's a great idea to, like, go in there and be like, yeah, I'm one of you guys. Let's.
She's cocky.
Yeah. She's let's go
optimistic.
Ahead and. Yeah. Well, yeah,
James
okay.
Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very optimistic.
We'll make our money back. Anyway.
She's like, let's make a whole army and go after Grishka and defeat him. And they're all like, Nah, we're not going to do that because there's no bounty out on him now anymore because he's been wiped from the system, which I don't fully understand. Do you guys understand what happened there? Was it just Nova just wiping him?
Yes. Yeah. He's being protected by Nova. So all of his murders and atrocities didn't appear in the city's bounty database because they were hiding him.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah.
And all the underworld and the hunter warriors like knew that. They were like, you go up against our boy G. And you're going up against Nova
Mr. G.
and all the guys upstairs. Mr. G.
Yep. Yeah. And so they're like, nah, we're not going to do that. And then, like, there's a whole heap of, like, random hunter warriors that we meet in this bar. And there's one that has, like, a whole heap of dogs and it seems like he's a dog lover.
Mm-hmm. I like him.
And then what happens next, Paul?
Is it me?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It is.
Well. Alita tries to it's me.
Yeah.
Alita.
Yeah.
No, I was kidding.
I was giving you a moment for a surprise attack, but okay, yeah.
She tries to rally all of the hunter warriors.
Yeah, we already said
like,
that.
No, hang on.
She then says,
if anyone here can take me down, do it. If not, join me. She then proceeds to beat the ever-living crap out of everybody in that bar, and it's
so
obviously such
good.
A cool fight scene.
Yeah.
The bit where she jumps up and kicks the bottles. Love it.
Yeah. Yes.
So in this good. Moment, I kind of was like, why does she need an army? She's like an army on her own.
This is true.
Need cannon fodder. You need someone to take the massive hook in the chest before you get there.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because you never attack from the front. You always divert the attention, and the attack comes from the side, from
the
third raptor that you never knew was there.
Clever girl.
That's how it works. Alita. Clever girl.
Alita. Clever girl.
That's the sequel's name, actually.
Clever girl. Brilliant. All right.
Yep.
So she fights everybody. The fight sort of ends when Ido gets there, and he's like,
she's fiercely embarrassed. Zappan in this moment too.
She breaks like his nose.
Yeah, breaks his nose. He's really embarrassed. He's like not so happy about it. Very unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's good.
And that Such won't come back to bite her in the butt at all.
Not at all.
No.
We can go over the mental state of all the other fighters as well if you'd like.
Yes. Well,
this dog guy, loving it.
He was just sitting back watching. He's just like, he's just loving it. Yeah.
Anyway, Ido comes in, stops the fight, says, I'm not going to repay you guys for free if you keep beating the stuffing out of each other, and they stop. But then everything shakes, and here comes the main character of this movie, in walks, Grishka. He's been rebuilt. He's bigger. They've rebuilt him, and he's a monster.
He is a monster.
And he's just like,
I'm going to kill this girl.
But in his movie, he's a hero. He's a hero.
Well, she killed his family.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So.
She's a menace. She comes in a buzz, starting fires.
She is the Russian mob from John Wick to him.
So he's coming back for revenge for his family
she
being
his dog.
Brutally murdered in the streets.
Yes.
Stealing bodies from ships that
Grushka's son was playing in the scrapyard when her dead torso fell, crushing him.
It's quite tragic what happened to Grushka.
Horrible movie. Horrible. Anyway.
It's John Wick. Grushka Wick.
Yeah. Actually, talking about
John Grushka
does come in and do something that I did not think would happen in this movie.
Speaks Russian.
Straight up. Kills a speaks Russian. Straight up kills a dog.
Straight up kills it.
Straight up kills it. And then I was
dog
like,
that we've all grown to love.
Yeah, for blunt. Like 5 seconds in this movie.
Yeah,
I was like, hey, dog. I seen that dog earlier. Like it was earlier in the movie.
She fed it a burrito or a kebab.
Yeah, that's right, or something like that. And then she just uses the dog's blood to like wipe on her face. I'm like, Alita, you're messed up. Like, what the hell?
That was a bit sadistic, eh?
Those got rabies. That's why she can fight so good, because she's rabid. Anyway, everyone starts to... Well, not everyone. Alita starts to fight Grushka. Grushka then starts smashing the floor, creating a hole, and he drops through this hole, and he says, you know, you want to fight me? Come into my turf. And they're like, no, don't do it. But she's like, no, stuff you. I'm really good. So she goes in, and she starts fighting with Grushka. And she's kind of doing okay, but Grushka's a lot stronger. He's now got some new tech, courtesy of Hugo.
Yeah.
And eventually, Alita's confidence is her undoing. She tries to take him down, and her body, which we weren't expecting this,
gets cut up at all. And destroyed. I did not see this coming. I was like, some crazy, this is. Yeah. I did not. I was like, her body is going to last to the end of this movie for sure.
100%. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That spare body will never come into play. Mm-hmm. Never.
Even though she's in a completely different body in the poster.
Oh, completely.
Fine. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's
I would not have. Movie. I didn't notice that in the poster. No. But
Grushka's body, though, changes.
I think you're being sarcastic, Jason.
No. I didn't actually notice that in the poster, but
Oh, bro.
No, I'm.
She gets all cut up. She does some very cool. She basically has one arm left. Grushka's Anakin Skywalker'd her,
and she does and like the whole. It's just a flesh bite, flesh wound.
She does
a
flesh bite. Flesh wound.
The way she finishes the fight is she balances on one hand, launches herself at Grushka, and then jams her arm all the way up into the forearm into his eye socket.
It's pretty badass. Metal. It's fully, She's it's like, dumb. I've had worse.
Anyway, it doesn't kill Grushka.
What are you going to do, bleed on me? I bite your arms off.
Grushka runs away. Help, help, I'm being oppressed.
By the big-eyed girl. Man. And he also hates girls with big eyes. So
yeah, he refers to them as watery tarts. Who throw swords at people. I'm looking at you, Zaban. Anyway, so it doesn't kill Grushka, but Alita is saved as Ito and Hugo and the dog guy all drop down the hole. Hugo
he didn't
likes,
like dogs. I didn't like
Hugo
that.
Hugo likes Grushka on fire. Ito's nailing him with his hammer that has a rocket on the end, which is awesome. And then the dogs sort of start attacking. So they force him away and... Alita is recovered, taken back to Ito's workshop, where he then decides that, yes, I will pair you with the berserker body that you found.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's the right thing to do. She now is correctly paired with the body that is made for her. She is an berserker, fiercest cybernetic technology that's ever been created.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yes. At so this, from then on, she then she's talking to Hugo and they just want to get out of here. They hate Ironstown. They want to go to Zaban. So
and
he's
she,
like
she does this thing where she like she comes on pretty strong.
Very strong. Yeah. She gives him her heart. Yeah. Literally gives him the physical heart.
Yeah. Mm. I was like, Alita, you're a bit of a bunny boiler. I'm just a little bit worried about you.
What's
bunny
a
bunny boiler? You've never seen that movie?
Is that a country term?
No. It's a movie called, what is it? It's got Glenn Close in it.
Is that what them old people says?
So it's called Fatal Attraction, and it's got Glenn Close in it, and she like is obsessed with this guy and just like goes crazy, and she like ends up in one scene boiling a bunny. It's like he's what? Rabbit of some sort. And yeah, like she's just a psycho. And I fully like, I was like, you've never heard that term, bunny boiler?
Oh, wow. No. What year was this movie?
Yeah, this is a pretty old movie.
There you go.
1987 was the year I was born.
Them old peoples.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, yeah, it's the old people movies.
Did you watch that the year you were born?
Oh, yeah, of course. It was definitely a movie that I should have watched when I was born.
Next he's just boiling rabbits and stuff.
Yeah. But it's like she's fully psycho. Like I was thinking heaps of like, you know how in like Twilight he watches her sleep and stuff? I'm like, he's a
shut
full
up,
psycho.
Paul, you know.
You know, you know.
It's your favorite movie.
I've seen the first one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about the first one. It's just Twilight. The first one
is like a t-shirt. When that movie came out, and it wasn't like Team Jacob and Team whatever the hell, but it was a Team Guy Who Almost Hit Bella with a Truck.
I find that movie like, and in parts of this movie, I find that really like crazy, these kind of notions of over the top love for people that have just met. Like Alita has known him for like what, a week? And she's pulling out a heart to give to him.
Yeah. Just like in real life.
That's full on.
You never done that?
No, never done that.
Never had a girl literally rip her heart out in front of you? And
oh, yeah. I've had it done to me. I haven't done it to someone else. I just...
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. I thought you were saying...
Jason's always closed off, man. He's a lone wolf.
I just got to guard my heart, hey?
He will cook a rabbit, though. Yeah.
That's why no one likes him.
But that's where he draws the line.
He's a bunny boiler. Anyways, so getting back to this, Alita expresses that she loves him and they're going to run to Zalem together or something like that.
Yes.
Right?
To do that, they need 90K and she's like, bro, I can make that in Motorball. I'm really good at it. Yeah. So she enters into Motorball. She goes for a tryout.
Which I thought would never happen in this movie. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. Flip.
Yeah.
It looked awesome.
Anyway, yeah, I was like.
So she goes to the Motorball tryouts. Ito's made some cool, like, roller skates for her and a bit of better armor. Also, we then find out that.
Crazy, like, more supportive of this plan than I expected him to be. I'm just saying.
Yeah. He did not have, like, any. Like, for someone that was really protective of Alita, he was like, okay, like, jump into this really dangerous sport.
He doesn't want to piss off the berserker.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, no, you can't be a hunter warrior. And then what happened? She becomes one and then fights all of them just because he said no. So this is smart. This is good fathering.
Mm.
Anyway.
He's changed his mind.
Yeah.
He's changed his mind.
Very quickly.
Yes. It's good. Yeah.
So we find out that Vortex, what's his name?
Vector.
Grishka.
Vector.
Wait, Vector?
Vector.
Vector. Yeah. We were talking about Grishka again.
Obviously. Now, Grishka's chilling for the moment. He's just recovering. Anyway, Vector and Sheeran have stacked this trial. It's full of murderers and a couple of hunter warriors. So it's very clear that no one's really going to play Motorball except Alita, and they're all going to try and kill Alita.
Yeah, he's like, that line from the trailer where he's like, kill the one they call Alita.
That's right. She'll be easily recognizable. Whilst this is happening, she's on the phone with Hugo and she's like, where are you? I'm doing this for you. Don't like miss it. And he's like, yeah, it's cool. I'll be there. He is then confronting his friends who are in the process of de-limbing a dude. Taking his cybernetic enhancements.
But not killing.
Just
paralyzing. Yep.
The Geneva Convention is cool with this.
He might starve to death in the gutter because he can't move anywhere because he's got no limbs.
He's not mugged first. So he's confronting his friends. He's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I really love Alita and it's bad to steal off people. And him and Hugo get into a fight.
whilst this is happening, what if I really Zapan want it? Shows up. And he is not happy that Alita bested him in a fight, and he wants revenge. And his form of revenge is he's just going to start killing folks.
Yeah.
So he kills Hugo's friend, and he's now hunting Hugo. All of this is happening whilst Alita is fighting off everybody in the motorball arena, and it is awesome. I think it is so genuinely good. My favorite action scene of the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's just so quick. Yeah. And it's brutal how she's killing. Like, she's not just like knocking them out. She's jamming one dude's arm into another guy's face.
And like taking killing. Their heads off and stuff. Like, it's great. It's full on. But yeah.
Man,
I do love the one good. Where she like has the ball, skids around, and just launches the thing behind her. And I think her name was like
straight into someone's face.
Just gets pelted with this thing and just dies. She's dead.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is pretty awesome. It's insane. Like the action, I feel like if there was more emphasis on the story, then I would like this movie more because the action is amazing.
Screw like that. I just want action. I want more action. Yeah.
I want real steel, but with a leader.
Yeah, well, that's what these scenes are, basically.
This is getting too bogged down with character development and story. Just, annoying. Throw more action at us, guys.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all happening.
Yeah.
Dean, one of you? Dean.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. Just combine our names. Did
Gene.
That just happen?
Gene.
It's like, what the heck? So, Hugo suddenly calls a leader. He's under a bit of strife, or is it the other way around? Doesn't matter. Alita finds out that Hugo is under attack by what's his face? Zapan.
Yeah.
Is coming after Hugo. He's killed Hugo, Hugo's friend, Hugo's old mate.
Yep.
Wanting, basically.
I can't remember his name. Like, what was his name? Do you remember?
Keith.
Friend Keith. One.
Friend one,
I think.
Red shirt one.
Demonstration of swords power one.
Yeah.
Basically,
What I don't get is, like, how does this, like, bounty system work? Because, like, he immediately kills that guy, and then all of a sudden, Hugo's got a bounty on his head.
Look, I'm thinking they're breaking the rules here at the moment. But basically, because we find out that, what's his name? Mahershala's Zapan. Character.
No.
Vector. Their real names. Hang on.
Vector is behind the whole hunter warrior thing anyway, right?
Because
it's the same building. So he's the one that's basically doing all the admin, I guess.
Yeah, but.
And pulling the strings.
Is he somehow like communicating with Zapan? Like.
Yeah, or it's. They've established that they're connected. So I'm guessing Zapan has been ordered to go out and pin a death on Hugo. And then as soon as that happens, it's like, that's done. And then, Vector loads his name up into the database, into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all right, this has happened. It's totally legit. We've done a full report and everything.
But we don't see any of this.
We don't see any of this. This is going to be in the sequel. This is going to be in the Grishka.
It'll basically just go over. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, of course. His solo story, which is what this will interact with. And it'll just be like him doing some data entry scenes. Where he's just like,
probably the guy.
Hugo is. Yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy that they're like ring up
and cool hands. Look how fast I can type now.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. As long as they cover that in the sequel, I'll probably
this is a very important part.
Very important. The most important.
How the system works.
It's not that I want to know. I just need.
You need to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's actually the working title, Grishka and How the System Works.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not what was it? What was a fighting demon?
A fighting demon.
Demon.
Yeah. Grishka battle demon. No, punch demon. Punch buddy.
Punch buddy? Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Punch buddy. Yeah.
Punch buddy.
Grishka punch buddy. All right. Yeah. Okay. Crap. What happened? Okay. So... yeah, that's the plan. Hugo has now been accused of murder.
Yeah.
Wrongfully, but now he is on the list and there's a hit out for him and the bounty hunters are after him. And specifically, the dude that set him up, Zapan. Anyway, he's on the run And Lita's like, I'm kind of busy at the moment, but then manages to break out and is running after, trying to like save Zapan.
Yeah.
Killing off a bunch of the other bounty hunters slash murderers along the way, gets to Zapan slightly too late, right?
Yeah. He's,
yeah.
Well, she gets to Hugo and then she finds out that Hugo is actually jacking all the people that are from like the motorball and all that kind of
but
stuff.
But he wasn't killing them.
He wasn't killing them. Very importantly, he wasn't killing them.
Arms.
Yeah.
No.
But he's wanted for murder nonetheless.
Yes. And while Alita is shocked at this news, Zapan decides to he'll strike a killing blow.
Yeah.
And kill Hugo. And then, you know, taunting Zapan, oh, you're a hunter warrior. You have to finish this off. It's your duty. He's got, you know, he's on the list. He's wanted. Pretty emotional. She takes the dying Hugo off to Hugo. Sorry. Yeah. Hugo.
Yeah.
Dying Hugo off privately. Have a, you know, I'm sorry.
They go into like a church or something. I was thinking a lot of like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Like she was just going to be like calling out, what do you call it? What's the thing that he calls out?
Hello?
No. No, not hello. Sanctuary or whatever. Is it sanctuary? What? Is that what they call out?
What? Oh, yeah.
In Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Sanctuary.
Like, yeah, I was fully expecting them. That. Yeah, yeah. Like, the whole... Yeah. Because up until this point, we hadn't really seen any churches or anything. So, I was, like, fully expecting her to just be like, sanctuary, and take him in there. And she rings the bell for the rest of the movie. Yeah. That's all she is. She's the Hunchback. She's Quasimodo.
I don't understand this reference.
You
but
don't. You've I'm never glad seen you the guys. Hunchback
I have
of Notre
seen
Dame.
It, but no. I have. But it's old, and I am also now old.
It is
and
old.
It's been a while.
I am young. Correct sized eyes.
I'm not allowed to see it yet. I'm not old enough.
Right.
It's been ages. I don't know.
Yeah.
I forget my childhood. So, moving on to this.
Damn.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
You good?
Maybe in another podcast. I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like kind of dead inside, but that's okay.
Yeah, keep going. Shut up. Speaking of dead inside.
Keep talking, Dean. Like, just stop.
How's Hugo?
Stop bogging this down. Yeah.
It's nerds dead before inside? Birds, not emotions before birds.
Yeah, come on, man.
Emotions before birds. Man,
read the Wikipedia page that's open in front of you. Crack on.
Yep. Okay, that's
get it.
All right. So Hugo's like is like he's gonna die or something, but they're completely surrounded, right? Because there's like all those robots and that in the street.
It's not much hope, except for randomly Jennifer Connelly's character shows up.
Yeah, how did she
there?
Yeah.
She was just there. She knew exactly, like, she, I guess, you know.
Because of plot.
She also needed sanctuary.
Because of plot reasons.
She was ringing the bell.
Right.
This is her, like, side
job. This is a day job.
Day job, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those games don't really pay enough, and so this is what she actually does. Yeah.
Just ringing the bells. Bell tower all day.
So she's there. I was like, what are you guys doing here?
Oh, hey.
To see you. Fair
I'm just ringing the bell.
This is convenient. Do you guys need a hand with this?
Alita, bell angel.
All right. So conveniently she's there, and conveniently she's had a character change, and now she's a good guy and wants to help. And it's like, I can save him. I can do the robot stuff.
Yeah.
And finds
she can
out
do
a way
like
to
really specific surgery really quickly as well.
Oh yes,
like
as
because
in,
guys, she's got a power that's stronger than magic engineering,
and a scalpel that's quicker than engineering.
Something that can cut someone's head off.
Yeah,
in the space of probably what 5 minutes less than. Cuts
yeah,
his
and
head
make
off,
sure like
keeps
you know,
him alive.
Yeah, make sure there's nothing, no blood loss, like excess blood loss that is not gonna like you just know affect his brain or
cut
anything.
His body right off.
Man,
yep,
she's going places. I gotta tell you, she has some skill.
I think she's like, got a future ahead of her.
I think she's
not
got
so
a massive future.
Oh, I think yeah. I cannot see anything bad happening to her character.
Hard negative.
Definitely. With skills like that, with hands like that.
I know, right?
When she finishes the end of the third movie,
oh.
I think it's going to be really good for her.
Yeah, I think it will too. Yeah. Well, at least at this point in this movie, because she is now a good character.
She's a good character.
I really hope nothing happens to her.
Mm-hmm. She's had the redemptive arc, redemption arc. That always goes well for quickly. Every character.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
She's now really slipping into the awesome moral compass role, which, as we all know, because we watch The Walking Dead, is a great position to be.
Or I don't watch The Walking Dead anymore. But anyways,
Okay. So, she dies, by the way. They
did not
trick
see that
the
coming.
Robots. I did not. They trick the robots. They make it look like Hugo's dead, but really is just a living head.
Yes.
And at this
so she
point,
just comes out with his head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How much do I have to? I have to cover a lot. Frig. Okay, this is all right.
Not really.
So anyway,
it's like two things.
While this is happening, so it takes the head to thingy.
Ido
fixes him up with a cool robot body. And this is actually one of my favorite moments. It's like, because Christoph Waltz is such an exceptional actor.
He's good.
There are just tiny, like, moments of brilliance. And there was, like, and things like he makes very interesting performance choices that I don't think anyone else would. And that's what makes him unique and fun. And, you know, great. And there was one point where he walks out after doing surgery and, you know, doing the robot thing on Hugo, walks out to, like, you know, find Alita waiting outside. She's like, oh, how is he? And he does this, like, walks off kind of thing. Just like this really subtle, funny quirk, the character.
It was
like,
so subtle, I didn't notice.
I was laughing. It was like, really? Oh, that's like classic. Classic Waltz.
Yeah,
very classic.
Sounds like a dance. Like, it is a dance. Yeah.
It's like
it's a classic waltz, and he just waltzes classic out waltz. Of there.
Exactly. That is, he does a classic out. Waltz, and answers the
no
question
one.
Without any words, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think part like Christoph Waltz is one of the reasons why I love this movie as well.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so good. Anyway,
he is
so.
Good in this.
Hugo saved, got a new robot body. That's all good. So Alita's like, okay, so now that this story arc's finished and done and not going anywhere now.
He's got a
and
body.
And again, a character that we hope nothing bad will ever happen to because now he's fixed. He's all
that's
better.
Right. He's fixed. Yeah. He's got a new robot body. Together. He's really going places.
He's going places. Yeah, he really is.
Motorball.
Oh,
and
sure.
You know what I thought? Like, I thought it was really weird about this is that, Christoph Waltz earlier in the movie, he was like, when she's going into the motorball tryout for the first time, he's like, I can't fix this body that you have. And yet he creates a completely new body for Hugo. I was like,
yeah, but that's a crap body. Look
at it. Yeah, I know, but that's like if she had to ruin that body, he just would have made her another one. Right. So there's no
but
real
he could
risk.
Fix
that was
that
the big
specific
thing.
Specific body.
It's okay, a cool like, body. It's a berserker body, not just like something that you could put a broom
it just
in.
Doesn't
like,
have
oh, it's a
like
sweeper bot.
It's a tin can boat.
Oh. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Yeah.
He looked like Chappie.
Oh, Chappie. He did
he
look
did,
like Chappie.
Actually. Holy crap. Yeah. And also,
Chappie, go to sleep.
Go to sleep, Chappie.
Go to sleep.
I really like that movie, actually.
Chappie
that's
with
like
a human's head.
Movie.
Daddy.
Man.
Great movie. Yeah. Anyway, crack on.
So Alita's like, right, that's finished. I'm off to, you know, finish this movie.
Yeah.
Give an ending to this or I'm going to go fight Vector. Such an awesome battle then goes because she has to go through the bunch of security bots. I forget what they're called, but it doesn't matter because it's not important. She goes through them like slice butter.
Centurions.
Yeah.
The Centurions. There we go. Massive, giant, hunky robots that are nothing
Ooh,
to
hunky,
her.
Oh, hunky, 18. You've got six legs and no massive eyes. I really
love the no eyes on these robots. Oh, man.
They're just like, though, like red glowing beautiful lights. That's all it is, right?
Hostile intentions detected.
I like from the look Dean. Of them. From Dean.
Get back. No means no.
They're really firm and to the point. I love that about them.
They're now part of the Me Too.
How did you get in here?
No physical attributes that irk me. It's great. You guys are douches.
Where's Kevin?
Anyways, continue. Yep.
Continue on.
I should never mention the eyes. Never, never talk about physical things on podcast.
Yeah, I thought you were just going to just say talk then. Never, ever.
Never talk on a podcast. Never come to these conversations with your actual views and opinions.
No. Come on, mate. We've been here before.
I just never learn. No. Never answer
every
the
week. Every week. Every week. I'm not mispronouncing something. I'm saying something physical.
Last week was great because we didn't have a podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Making up for it this week.
That's right.
Straight through those fantastic, beautiful robots. And then
yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful robots.
Mm. And the great get to the great scene with Vector where stop it. I'm not going to look at the screen. I'm not going to look at you while I try to finish my sentence. We get to Vector.
Yeah.
Great guy.
We get to Vector. Yeah.
Beautiful eyes. We get to him. He has the you know, great lines like, oh, did you get her? And smash straight through the room, like through the window.
Where did she fall from?
From the basement.
What?
Obviously.
I don't know where she dropped in from. I was expecting her to come through a door, not the roof.
Well, at least through the ground, right? Because he's obviously on a higher level. Yeah,
he's on the top floor because he can see the view out the side. And you're like,
he's like in the penthouse, right?
Yeah. And where did you drop from?
I think it was just...
Look, I don't think you should really be picking apart this part of the movie. Like, just think...
Shut up, man.
Nitpicking,
no,
right?
My bad.
Stop finding plot holes.
Just
carry on.
Clearly, she came from Zalem or whatever. What is it? Zalem? Zalem?
Zalem.
Yeah. Zalem. Man, I could not pick up on what they were saying. I was like half the time when they were saying that, I was like, is it Salem? Is it with an S? Salem?
Salmon?
Salmon?
Yeah. Slalom?
Flying salmon.
Flying salmon?
So anyway, she flanks him, comes from the top, even though she was at the bottom. But, you know, surprise attack.
What a mountain.
Confronts him, and then our favorite hero of the day shows up, Grishka.
Grishka!
Yeah, but before this, he has that like that little line. Yeah, Vector actually is like, you know what? Hugo was never going to get to Zalem. The only way to get there is the way that Sheeran's going to get there. And he opens up a box.
Yeah, this is real.
And we have...
This is crazy.
Sheeran's brain and hands and whatever.
Eyes. Veins and organs.
Yeah, this is the bit where I can get confused. Because, all functioning. Yeah. But now where does she lie in the power chain? Because is she she's below Grishka?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, though. I feel like she might be getting a promotion here because she's going up to Zalem. So she might be getting Nova places. Status.
Maybe. Yeah, but Grishka could go to Zalem as well, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's going places isn't he?
Yeah, he's going places too. Yeah, you're right.
He's got a new buddy and everything.
That's right.
No, the other thing, I think we need to make sure that establish that Hugo also was working for Vector. So then also he's kind of like down, if Grishka's here. Like
below Grishka for sure.
Below Grishka, slightly, but like on the side. So you
maybe
got,
he's
like,
on
so
the same
Vector?
Level as Grishka.
No, he's below Sheeran.
It's about here, you reckon, Jason?
Yeah, I reckon about
Grishka was here.
Grishka, Hugo, same level.
You're kidding yourself.
Vector, so Nova, Vector, and then went down to Sheeran, went down to Grishka, went down to Hugo.
I really appreciate the fact that you're still using hand gestures
yeah.
for a podcast.
So that everyone at home can follow on a lot more clearly. It's great.
Anyway, Sharon's in a box.
I hope that helped.
Yeah, she's a head in a box.
She's a box.
She's some crap in a box.
Head in the box.
Organs in a box.
On the same level as Grishka.
An awful box. Yeah.
It's a pretty nice box.
So she'll come back later as something else. Yeah.
So I was really happy to see that she was going to make it to the end of the movie. Yeah.
For sure. For sure. That's anyway, but that's all right because we still got Grishka around. And he's a great character. Can't wait to see him in the sequel.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him. Yep. Hope nothing bad happens to him.
No.
Either.
No, they're a really good character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the hero of this story, after all.
I'm in a split mind about how I feel about him.
That's true.
Anyway, Dan, keep going.
Oh, man. Yeah, he dies.
Yeah. And
what?
Hard.
She, man, so good. In this new body, completely unstoppable, Alita cuts off his new cool tentacle arms and slices him in half.
Yes.
Completely.
Held together by his face skin.
Oh, but my gosh.
In this movie, we have blue blood so that it can, like, you know, still be PG-13. So
kids can still go see it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's not violent.
Was this PG?
Yeah.
PG-13. Like, it's M. It's M in Australia, but, like, it's PG-13 in America. So,
They drop an F-bomb in this movie.
Yes. One F-bomb, and it was very
effective. Not Grishka, though. Not clean-mouthed Grishka. The people's champion. The Princess Diana of cyborgs.
She can't remember anything, but she knows how to swear.
She says, like, F you something or other.
Yeah, I know, but can't remember anything about her past, but she knows how to swear.
No, mate,
I
reckon look at the city she's living in. Cut. She's going to pick up some words.
Yeah, okay.
You send your kid into town once, and they come back with colourful language.
I reckon Ido has a bit of a mouth on that guy.
Like, yeah, maybe. Sure. Maybe that's
it. We don't see it. But he drinks, he gets a little bit tipsy.
He's like Liam Neeson in Buster Scruggs.
Yes.
All right, please keep going.
All right, cool.
Yep.
So, so that happens.
Yep.
Also, then has a one-on-one talk with Nova through Vector's body, which is a thing.
Yeah.
And, basically... one-on-one is like, I'm coming for you, which I was, you know, that's always been my goal. That's always been my purpose, apparently. Mm. I'm going to stop you. And also, you're not going to be able to use Vector to speak anymore. Stabby.
Yeah. And stabby that's
stabby stab. So goodbye,
stop
Vector.
Yourself.
And how much would that suck to die, Vector's character, to die in that moment? When you're being controlled by, like, someone else.
Oh, it's like,
what happened? Oh, damn.
I would love it if Nova left just before he died. Vector comes back. He's like,
That would be so good to see. It's like, I'm back. What did I miss? Oh, that's
what did I miss?
Ow!
You stabbed me.
I do love how he's like, he's looking at the body and he's like, this looks fatal and like all that.
Oh,
kind of stuff.
That whole that was he's dying, but like the voice doesn't change, the confidence doesn't change, but the body's like slowly collapsing to the ground. Yeah,
but he's clearly only got control of the mental and doesn't feel any of the physical pain,
doesn't care at all.
Yeah, doesn't.
It's great,
which is,
It
was, it's pretty confronting. Mm.
Yeah,
so, brutal movie.
Alita's killed everyone, all the bad guys, and that's the end of the movie, isn't it?
Credits. No. Yep, Battle Angel.
Yeah, so she goes back home to Christoph Waltz and...
Ido.
Ido, yeah, and is like...
Ido or Ido?
Ido, Ido, whatever.
It's Ido.
Anyways.
Ido way.
Ido way.
Oh my gosh. All right, if you like this podcast, support the Patreon.
We really like you were just like fishing for that, right? Anyway, so she goes home to him and she's like, hey, Doc, what's happening? Where's my buddy old pal Hugo? And he's
boyfriend.
Like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, okay, I was going to give him my heart. But yeah, how's he doing? And he's like, oh, he's going up to Zelum. And so he's just leaving her. Because love is not a thing anymore.
Well, he has to. He's wanted there still. They know he's still alive. Yeah, so either he stays there and dies or he goes to Zalem.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Anyway, so like this hovering city in the world, like above the world, has like this massive big chain that people can try to run up, but then it has, which we learned a little bit early on, it's got like this defense system that has like these massive spiraling blades that come out of it and slide down and will cut up anything that tries to climb it.
It's pretty cool. Mm.
It is pretty cool.
I thought it was automated, but turns out Nova's controlling it from an app.
Apparently, so, yeah. He's got an app for that. He's just like, yeah. It's like the Slicey Slice app. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to open this and okay.
switches opening up Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, Fruit Ninja. Yeah, anyway, so Hugo's like trying to climb up and he's running up the massive big cable thing, and Alita runs behind him and's like, don't do it, don't go, stay with me, it's gonna be okay. And he's like, okay, I'll stay with you. And then just at that moment when you think everything's gonna be fine, a massive big blade comes down the chain and cuts Hugo up, and Alita, who has like better better.
Jump.
Just better.
She's got better hops.
She's got better jump.
Look, white guys can't jump.
Because she leveled up and Hugo didn't level up. She jumps over the blades and Hugo just has like, he's just like his torso's left over. And she grabs onto him, but she can't hold on to him well enough.
Well, she can, but the robot suit's crappy.
The arm can't hold on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The arm can't hold on. Yeah. And he... sadly dies, which I had no emotion for this moment. I actually was like, yeah, all right, whatever, kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's not the fault of the movie. That's just, you're dead inside.
No, it's definitely the movie. It doesn't even, like, it's like 2 seconds later, they have like a montage straight afterwards. There's like a whole like time lapse thing. You don't even have a moment to really process that he's died before there's like a time lapse of the city changing and all this kind of stuff. It's very quickly done away with, like, that whole storyline. And that's where I was like, this love story, I don't buy into it at all. It's just...
and fodder.
It's so... it's fodder. Like, it's really... there's no point to it. And then at this moment, I was like, why doesn't Alita just run up the cable still to kill Nova?
That is a good point, actually. And that is something that I thought about.
Yeah.
Like, why... she's halfway there.
I understand, like, there's that defense system, but she seems to be able to jump over it pretty easily, so.
For sure.
But it gets way more vertical, though. Like, it was still a little bit rampy where she jumped. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, it gets pretty vert.
Yeah, and I suppose she didn't get through it last time, or they didn't, like, they... something happened last time. But then that also, that gets into another plot hole that I was like, why is she... only just being found now 300 years later in the trash heap.
I feel like we're going to need a sequel for that answer for sure. Yeah. Cause the other thing is that we did get flashbacks in this, but they were only brief, but we also never saw any flashbacks to her when she was a human. Cause you know, like the whole thing that she's got fully human brain and everything else about her is robot. But we saw her flashbacks to when she was, you know, a robot, like, soldier. Never from like back in the past when she was a human with a human brain.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Which I think hopefully in the next two movies we'll see more of her past.
If they
things
will
make
will.
More sense.
Yeah. So anyways, Hugo dies. It's not sad. It just happens. And then what happens, Paul?
Well, we see a time lapse of the city. And then we start to hear a lot of chanting and a commentator saying she's been at Motorball months. She has won the second division and this is her first
that would have been cool
game
to see.
For the Iron. Yeah, I know. It'd be bloody awesome.
Yeah.
For the Iron City Motorball League. We then see Alita. She has slightly newer armor. She's painted a different color. Her rollerblades look cool. She still looks very sad. She's sort of crying. She's still thinking of why she got into motorball in the first place.
And she's been crying for months by the look of it.
Well, you know, like, it's faulty. You know,
if she's still crying now, like, phew, yeah.
But it's like, Ida probably just doesn't care. Like, my head gasket's leaking as well, but I don't want to fix it.
Yeah, fair enough. That's yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I can't be stuck. Then here we hear her introduced for the first time as the Battle Angel. Alita comes out. She is the crowd favorite. Everyone loves her. They're wearing 99 on their shirts, which was her robot number in the war. They're all chanting Alita. She's on her own little platform. She pulls out her sword, which is like an old Damascus blade, charges it up to where it basically looks like a lightsaber.
Hang on.
What? What?
Are you... wasn't it... what's his face's?
Who cares? It's hers now. It doesn't matter.
Sword?
So she takes her sword, points
it... But it was part of the like...
Oh.
Their swords. It was part of their technology.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Continue.
She has a sword. Yep. We good? Points it up to Zapan, basically pointing the sword to Nova, saying, I'm coming to get you, sucker. And then the movie ends.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yes. But first of all, most importantly, Edward Norton takes his glasses off.
Oh, yes.
And we realize that it's Edward Norton.
Not James Cameron.
You bring up the most inane crap.
It was important.
But it wasn't his sword. You didn't deserve that sword, remember?
Hour and a half.
Hang on. Before we get back into the history of who owns what sword at what time, because I was like racking my brain, who is this bad guy? Who is the voice of Nova? Who is Nova going to be? And it wasn't until that very last shot, and I think you were the same, Jason, where you realized that it's actually Edward Norton.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow. I did not know he was in this.
He's definitely got, like, I think it's like James Cameron, like maybe like mid-90s haircut. Because like that, just that white hair that's down to like his shoulders sort of thing, like, almost like a mullet kind of haircut.
It's kind of like pre-Titanic James Cameron.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And
like
so
True Lies James Cameron.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I thought, like, for that split second when you'd seen him earlier in the movie, I thought it was him, like, cause you see him for like maybe 5 seconds or 10 seconds. Like there's just one shot of him when he's taking over Vector earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, what? Just like really confused. Mm-hmm. But that did clear it up. I was like, oh, okay. That's Edward Norton sequel bait moment. Mm-hmm. And he's probably like, yeah, I got paid like $1 million for this, for coming on for this movie. But next movie is going to be amazing.
And next movie is definitely happening.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah. Anyways, so that brings us to the end of this movie. What do you guys give it out of Birds? Where does it rate? Like you both said that it soars like an eagle, but how high does it soar? Dean, for you.
This is a good question.
Where's it at?
It's between the 3.5-4 Birds mark.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty high. Like, I really have a lot
that
of fun.
That is very high.
Look, and I get your reasons why you don't like it as much, Jason. And I feel like it is really definitely down to whether or not this gets a sequel. Because for me, I was like, I love this. It makes me hungry for more. Particularly because we don't have a end to this. And it's like, I can't wait for the sequel. But if it's like this movie was made not intending to have an actual sequel or not with a confirmed sequel in mind, then that sucks. But I hope it does well because I really want a sequel. I really want to see more of this world. And probably, 4. I'll do 4. I'm going to say 4.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I loved it.
So you started out at 3.5 and you ended up at 4. So
well, like it's more it. That just, I'm just keeping it up. I'm standing by it and I'm going against your crappy dead inside judgment, Jason. I'm going.
But you're living up to your whole changing your slightly rating it higher by the end of the
podcast.
I do
it for the fans. I know what they love. I know what they like listening to. So, anyway.
Yeah.
4 stars.
4 stars. Yeah. Shut up.
Cool. What about were you purposefully not saying birds just then as well, or stars?
I said birds point? Once.
Oh, you did say birds?
Yes.
Once. Okay.
Once.
Okay. What episode is this?
I just thought you said 3.5 or 4. I'll give it 4.
Sometimes I think you hear what you want to hear.
Yeah. Anyway. Sometimes I do. What about you, Paul? What do you give this? Out of 5 birds.
Really love cyberpunk. Yeah. If it's listed as cyberpunk already, I'm like, I'm gonna like it.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good. I haven't seen the new Blade Runner yet, but I really like the old one.
You haven't seen that?
Look, it's long, man. It's a long commitment.
It's so good.
I want to watch it.
It is so good. Yes. It is just fantastic.
It's like 4 hours.
It's not that long.
It's like
not that long.
Three and a half hours, I think. It's long. Anyway, yeah, like I said earlier, the acting was awesome. I loved the action, and I love cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think I'm right up there with Dean. I'd give it 4 birds.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Good Fair movie. Enough.
Very much.
Blade Runner is 2 hours and 44 minutes, by the way. So
there you go.
Just that's so long. You know, it's not that long, though.
It's pretty long.
It's not 4 hours. I thought this movie was good overall. I thought it was okay.
Okay.
I mean,
I thought this movie was good. I thought it was okay.
I think the first two thirds of the movie were good. The first two good thirds of the movie were good.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I'll probably give it like 2. Maybe no, I'm going to give it 2.5 birds.
Yeah. Bro, Grishka deserves 1/2 bird at least.
Yeah, come Grishka? On. Give him 1/2 bird. Grishka.
Give him 1/2.
Grishka. I thought you said Barishka.
Barishka.
Like,
that's his brother.
Is that like his wife?
Barishka.
Barishka.
I'm not bringing it up to 3. I honestly, it's mainly my biggest problem with this movie is that it is just sequel bait.
Mm-hmm.
And that's frustrating.
Do you think
it's.
If it gets a sequel, would that make this movie a better one for you?
Oh, it could do. It could do. Mm-hmm. It could make it better. But really, you never know. I'm only judging it based on this movie on its own. And I think
Can't fault you for that.
Yeah, because it's an incomplete movie and that frustrates me. Mm. So that's how I have to judge it.
But Fair enough.
Anyways. Cool. So that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you like the show and want to support the show, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month, and that just helps us to keep the lights on. Otherwise, if you don't want to contribute or can't contribute financially, feel free to write us a review and chuck it up there on whatever platform you're listening to us. It really does help us get exposure and just get this out there. And yeah, tell a friend about us if you like the show as well. Getting more listeners is always a good thing for us.
It's what we seek in a podcast.
Yeah.
We need more friends.
Surprisingly enough. Yeah. More friends.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll talk to you.
Dean needs more friends.
I need a friend.
The rest of us, we're fine. a friend.
That's right. Mm. He does. That's why he actually, no, never mind.
Wait, no. Finish that.
No, go on.
Please.
No, go on. Finish
wasn't
that
funny. It didn't work. It's okay.
Well, okay. I really want to hear it now. Please.
I was going to say that's why he likes this movie, because cyborgs are his only friend. But it's not really? Funny.
Yeah, you're right.
It wasn't. I know. That's why I didn't want to say it.
There were so many more obvious choices. Like, please, Dean needs friends. As long as you don't have big eyes, then you'll be all right.
Yeah, I thought I was going to go right in front of you.
Circle around. I'll hit it. Step me up.
What were you going to say, Paul? What were you going to say?
I forgot.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, you can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We're on all of those. We're Nerds Before Birds on all platforms except for Twitter, where it's Nerds Before Bird. Check us out on them. We're posting regularly. Well, we will start posting regularly again. We had a little bit of a breather.
Tiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've got polls and a lot of different things on there for you to contribute and talk to us on there. Also, Paul, you've got a Twitch account, don't you?
I stream. If you like my voice, which
Okay. Anyway.
You want to see his face.
If you want to see my face, I stream. Facebook is usually where I operate out of. So it's facebook.com/Paul of Duty. So I don't stream regularly enough to say I have a schedule, but I'll try and stream like 2 or 3 times a week. So come on in and have some fun. Seriously, I'm not good enough at games to really focus. So if you want to shoot the breeze about movies, man, then let's do it. Come on in. I can talk. You know what? It's a safe space for us to talk crap about Jason and Dean. So join me, won't you? They don't watch it. It's fine. You're safe.
They really don't.
It's awesome.
So yeah, we really don't.
We could say that we will, but we won't.
Like, no, yeah, not at all.
We're not that supportive.
Space.
Oh, we're supportive. No.
Hey, we're supportive. Hey, we're giving you a plug in the podcast. Yeah.
Have you guys gone and seen Broly yet?
No.
That's what I thought.
I thought I was
twice.
Dead and buried.
It's not another cinema here.
Honestly, like, I thought we dodged that bullet. We paused, put a pause in that as long enough. That we're just never going to bring it up.
It's not even at the cinemas anymore. It's not.
Well, it's not.
What a shame.
So, Call of Duty on Twitch.
We missed that.
I honestly, I was going to go watch it. I was lined up.
Yeah.
But then there was another movie on and I was like, I'm going to watch the other movie.
I got a call from my doctor. He said, nothing was wrong with you.
But it's the thought that counts.
It was like, what do I want to see? Broly or what men want?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got me there. Yeah. What men want was a far better option.
What men want is Dragon Ball Z. They want Goku.
What men want can be summarized in less than movie length. Just say.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Depends on the movie.
All right. Anyways, that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye. That's a bye from me.
Before we go, just want to point out that Avengers Infinity War is also not a complete film with an open ending, and yet we all gave that 4 stars.
No, it is a complete film. No, it is a complete film, and you know why it's a complete film?
Oh, just when you thought you were done.
It's a complete film because if this movie was a movie about Grishka, this would be a complete film. And that movie's about Thanos. Therefore, it's a complete...
So if Grishka snapped at the end of this movie, you would have loved it.
It's a complete film. And I knew there was a sequel coming out. Like, I can actually go into it knowing that 12 months from now, I'm going to get the answers from the questions that I have from this movie.
That's fair enough.
Whereas Alita, you go into this and you go, oh.
We're really sorry. It gets like this sometimes.
I thought I'd just slip that in just before we ended it, and then we'd stop rolling before you defended yourself. But whatever. See you later.
That's fine. All right, bye.
Alita translate to little wing in Spanish.
Whoa.
Buenas noches, everybody.
Ha 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 ha!